Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the most and a hat. I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly mosquito-bitten Miss Amanda. Her nipples itch, but that's okay. I swear to God, it was just the mosquitoes. For those of you following along at home, which I'm sure we all are, we're anxiously awaiting. Cole, what episode is this? What year are we in? Let's have a little quiz. What year are we in? What season? All right, that was awesome. Thank you very much.
Six.
Season six. This is why we're at one of our sponsors. I'll tell you about one of our sponsors in a minute. Season six, episode 272. You know why 72 is important? As the year I was born. Anyways, 272, and we're happy to be here. Miss Amanda will be catching up with us in about 12 months, and we're excited for her to get here. There you go. We all right there?
Uh-huh. I was combing my hair because I saw it parted in the thing, and I'm like, ooh. And then I started combing it, and then I had a hair attached to my hand, so I was like, ooh, shake it off.
It happens. Shake it off, baby.
Oh, ooh, see, he's you can't do that.
No, great, I can't move for the whole show. Sorry. Okay, so quick shout out to our sponsors. Hey, you know what? If you want a sex toy that'll just pound you silly and make you come and come again reliably for years to come, that's what I did there. MotorBunny.com, that's right. You can get the Motor Bunny original or you can get the brand new Motor Bunny Buck. So you'll want to fucking hop on and go take one of those for a ride. And when you go to MotorBunny.com, you will get a $50 discount. Thank you very much. Also, hey, you know what? If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world, you need to make it a habit each and every month to read the brand new edition of ASN Lifestyle Magazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Guess what? When this show comes out, officially is launched, the new magazine will be out. So you want to make sure you check that out.
Here, this is on the last day of the month?
Huh? Yeah, it comes out on... No, because... Oh, that's right. So the day after this comes out. The first. Also, hey, you know what? Safety, safety, safety. See, this is why we want to make sure you don't get roofied so you know what season it is. You want to make sure... Don't become a statistic, kids. 1 in 4, and we're not fucking around here, 1 in 4 people get drugged without their consent every year, and you don't need to become one of those statistics if you get a My Cup condom. So you want to make sure that you get yours taken care of. Today, you can go to mycupcondom.com/discount/CASBA10. Not just lifestyle. You got people going to college, friends, family. Get one today. MyCupCondom.com. Now, finally, here's the thing. We are on the verge. When this comes out, the Huskers play their first game of college football. And we all know what happens during football season. Tailgate. And what do you do to tailgate? You grill, right?
Right.
What do you grill? Meat. Now, if you just throw a slab of meat on the grill, that's like, eh. But if you have an awesome meat rub, now you're cooking. See what I did there? Cooking meat. Gotcha. Thank you. This is why the sponsors like us. And you need to support a lifestyle business with an incredible product. SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. That's SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. Check them out today. They've got incredible flavors. They have got hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, and pineapple paradise. But wait. They have a brand new flavor. And the brand new flavor is, say it out loud for the kids at home,
Cinecube,
that's right. Now, here's the great thing. These folks, tremendous supporters of the show, tremendous folks, you can go on their website, use CASBA, K-A-S-B-H, 15, and get 15% off your order. Your football season will be much more complete when you have the new meat rubs. Now, I was going to try the new meat rub on the air. Here's what happened. I was really hungry because I'm kind of on a diet, and I already ate it. So I will officially eat one on the air next show. But I can tell you this. The new meat rub is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. So a huge thank you to them for sending that out to us. Now, here's the other thing we're going to do. They said, hey, you know what? It's Labor Day weekend. It's barbecuing weekend. give away a full set of the meat rubs. Not just one, a full, all five flavors. So what we're going to do, all you have to do to be entered, shoot me an email at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y.Kasbah, K-A-S-B-H, and put meat rub.
@gmail.com.
Oh, @gmail.com. I got to the meat rub part. And put meat rub, and you're automatically entered to win the full set of meat rubs. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right, so we are ready to go for the show. Are you ready? It's going to be a good, good show.
I think.
Are you sure?
No.
Why do you act? No, I'm not wearing my shades today. So, okay, so
you're
we're going to... No,
what
no.
What the fuck?
No, because I have my hair out, so I thought, we'll go this way. We're going to start... I'm going to fire right out of the gate today.
Okay.
I want to make sure as many people hear this as humanly possible, so we're going to fire out of the gate versus going the other way. I want to take a minute. I want to take a minute because on this show, we take and demolish all the bullshit myths that people like to yammer about in the lifestyle, right? All the bullshit about, you know, the things that it's great to say, but they don't do as they say, all that kind of stuff. And so the myth that I'm going to go out and I'm going to slam out of the ballpark today is the silly damn myth that everyone is in the lifestyle to make the lifestyle better. Our only concern is how we can make the lifestyle better. We just want to make the lifestyle grow and be better. And we see this out of groups nationwide. And I just want to say for just a quick moment in time, for those people that are dedicated, for those people that are focused on making the lifestyle better, and truly that their top priority is how to make it grow and reach new heights of inclusivity and activity and love and fun, why, oh why, oh fucking why, do you need to be an admin of 6 or 7 different groups? Are you rich and like a board of directors person? Are you on there to make it better or to get your name everywhere? Because if you want to make something great, if you want to make something better, you will take and you will focus your energy on an area to make it grow and make it better. We know a lot of people. A whole lot of people. And I am the admin of our pages. Mm-hmm. Only. Because I spend my energy to focus to make it grow. I'm not the admin of my group and 7 other groups. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a group or two. So we have a lot of folks that a group or two. We see that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. But when you start getting your admins of 2 and 3 and 4 groups, and they all do the same thing in theory, why? What possible grandiose plan do you have to spread yourself that thin? How is that helping? What is that really doing? It's a lot of fun to babble about a level of dedication. It's a lot of fun to preach about a level of dedication, but it's a whole different ballgame to actually do something that focuses on making something better. I'll be damned. It's not rocket science. So here's the question or the thing that I pose to all of you. You're all, wherever you're at in the country right now, wherever you're hearing this, you're part of probably, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 groups minimum on Facebook.
Minimum.
There may be a few of you that are only in 1 or 2 groups, but I doubt it. For the most part, you're in multiple groups. Do you want to test my theory? Go look at your groups and see how many of your different groups have the same admins. And then ask yourself, when they preach about how they're dedicated, why? And then ask yourself, what do you expect out of your group? And what do you expect your groups to do for you. If you expect your groups to help your lifestyle experience be better, then I would hope that you would expect your leadership of your groups to be focused on their group, not their personal growth. I'm sure that it will trigger some people, and quite honestly, I don't give a fuck, because I'll say what no one else will. That's why our show is called Crazy Truth. I'm not allowed to say crazy fucking truth, but that's what it is. Just saying. Anywho, that's why I didn't wear my shades tonight. I don't want anybody to accuse me of hiding behind my shades or hiding behind anything we say. I put a post out there today, and I'm very glad I did. And my post simply said, I used to be a GDI, I am still a GDI, and I will always be a GDI. And what that means is, goddamn independent. That is what we're about. We don't need the herd mentality. We believe in focusing to make shit better. Go ahead. You can talk now. I'll be quiet. God. By, just so you all know, we just lost like 50 sales for tickets and probably got kicked out of three groups, and I really don't give a shit.
No, you didn't.
Ugh, good Lord. Kid yourself. Anyways, we actually...
So, what did we do this weekend?
You were just a busy little slut. No, actually, we had a great time this weekend. We did a couple of different things. We went to your work team building thing. and that was fun because we got... Well, I got drunk off of your boss's dime. Note to self, you probably shouldn't say, just help yourself at the bar, the tab's
just
open.
Just put it on my tab.
So it is what it is.
So between him and the other guy, Cole.
Who is the HR's husband, so it was right. Okay, because the HR lady said we could.
They just kept getting shot after shot after
we
shot.
We each had about nine. Nine shots of Crown.
And then the outing was over like nine.
So we still had time to go out for the evening.
We went out.
Yes.
And proceeded to have a little bit more. Not a ton, a little bit.
The reason we didn't have a ton more is I was too drunk.
Because you weren't completely hammered.
No, but I had realized I'd hit that magic
point.
But
it was funny going to work on Monday and, well, how's Cole feeling? I'm like, Cole. You know we still went out and drank, right?
Cole went. The first thing he did was have another shot when he got to the other
But we had two drinks before everybody showed up.
Three. Oh, yeah, no, two. You're right. Two. That's right. Yeah, and then we started. Yeah.
And then we started in with
everybody. So we had fun.
So that was neither here nor there. That was Amanda had to behave, and we had fun. And
I didn't.
We were the lot. You know, we cracked a lot of jokes and shit.
We were entertaining. The cool thing is, so our cool little group that we have like a weekly meet and greet that's not official. We just have people just come and hang out with us, and that's so much fun. And it's so big cool. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's stop 1 second. We do this in front of our live Facebook audience. Kaz Bank. Shh. Don't tell the others. Mike, go Big Red, as in Wisconsin, that is not allowed. That you can go ahead and send your donation to Casper Karras for $25 for that penalty.
No.
No, so, and then Saturday night, we went west, young man. Mm-hmm. We went west. So, for those who don't know, we are in Nebraska, is where we're out of, mm-hmm. right? And so, we went out to another little gathering, another little party in Kearney. And we went out there for twofold reasons. One, because we thought it was going to be a good time and we wanted to. And two, to check out a hotel mm-hmm. out there, which we did. Nice hotel. Lots of. Cole's little brain is just a little hamster. Oh, he's sobered
so
up.
So many parts that are just absolutely perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And my hamster, once he sobered up, that little fucker ran and ran. He's still spinning. Good things are coming. But then we had a great time. And it was awesome. Okay, if you've never had a chance to go to an event with us that's not ours.
We don't have to work.
We don't have to work. So we get to totally have fun. And it was so much fun. It was so relaxing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just big group, shooting the shit, everybody laughing, having a good time. It's like being, it's old people being young again type thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just an absolute blast. Super, just what a ball. I don't think I was in tears laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. And then there was sex stuff. And Amanda fucking, she got dick and pussy. She was practicing. Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, so.
Yeah, yeah, yo.
For the funny part, because I was talking to you and work guy about it. So Amanda uses a strap-on, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a female. She's on her back. I'm pretty much on my knees, and I'm just fucking. You and work guy both goes, my gosh, you must have gotten a massive ab workout.
Right.
No.
I still don't know how you did that.
What hurts are my calves and my hamstrings. So I don't know if I just tensed the fuck out of my legs, but I never once used my abs.
No.
I mean, y'all must go like,
no. No, you worry. Okay. This is what I'm going to think. Now, and I could be wrong here. It's like when you
dance. You were watching.
Yes, okay. I was. Intently, in fact. You used your hips more. It's like what makes a girl sexy when they dance is and they're moving their hips, right? So you used your hips more. So you were like, it was like you could tell you weren't using your abs as much. If a guy would have done that, if I would have done that, my abs would have been sore for 2 days, because guys use their abs. You were using, like, it's like lifting with your legs instead of your back. I mean, it obviously worked because
she squirted twice.
Yes,
but I was laughing because as I'm explaining it to work guy,
which by work guy she means boy toy, not like her boss at work that's not in the lifestyle. I was using a strap on this weekend.
Everybody by this point in time knows that
we always need to put it just in case.
My previous work,
right?
Fuck buddy. Anyway, so he goes, well. That's why our abs hurt, and that's why we slow down in the middle, because our abs are cramping. You're like, yeah. don't stop. And we're like, what do you want us to do?
We gotta breathe. But then also, guys are more on top.
But my calves, I didn't feel like I could. That was just awkward. The strap on,
I actually noticed this, because I thought it, but actually for once, I didn't say what I thought. I know that's very hard to believe and rare. But honestly,
what the fuck?
Honestly, the dick on the strap-on doesn't. Okay, when my dick is hard, think back many moons when you've seen it that way. I know it's been a while.
I saw it earlier today.
Though. Right. Okay. So my dick's not a 10-inch dick, right? So it's not one of them that's so big that it doesn't get all the way hard. But when you watch a porn and you see a dude and he gets completely hard, his dick is sticking out straight, right? Think about it.
Right. So this one was hanging
but
down.
But this one on the strap-on is down at an angle. So the angle you were going at, if it would have been straight, you would have been using your abs. Think about the one time you used the hook your cooter fucking
strap-on.
Yeah, that one. And it was your abs more. This one, because of the way the dick hung, so you hit it differently.
Well, and then as I kept saying to her,
we should have made her get up on her knees because she was way taller than you and done it doggy style, because then you would have had to stand up and that'd been funny as hell. Thank you, I'll be here all week.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of times I said to her, I'm sorry, you have to let me know if I'm hitting it just right because I don't have feeling in it.
Right.
And she goes, and she's just like, you know, and then squirt. So I must have been
doing
something.
You were hitting it.
Apparently.
You were hitting it at like a breakneck. Part of the thing is this. You don't usually have a penis. Right? So you get all, you get a penis. It's that baby elephant thing. You get a penis. Woo! You get, you put, these girls put on
a strap-on. I did that when I put it on.
Right. And when a girl puts on a penis, they're like, yay, penis. And they're just like, no, 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 no. We have one all the time. We understand it's a marathon. Not a sprint. That's a general.
Okay, yeah, I was going.
And as the more as you get a dad bod, it becomes more of a marathon. It actually becomes more like a 3K. That's a marathon with a donut stop somewhere in between. So that kind of helps. Now, do you regret because your strap on has a reverse dick for you, right? For the strap on.
Yeah, and I wish I would have been set up, but it doesn't fit in my bag that way, and I was in a hurry to put it on.
That would be her toy bag, not her vagina. We're not referring to her vag as a bag, because you can't carry it. It's not like a kangaroo pouch you can carry stuff. We hold this coin.
Yeah, it has actually, like, okay, so the
strap... Your vagina?
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
So the strap on is like... 8 inches.
Right, bigger than me, dick.
Not by much. But the one that goes in me is only like 5.
Right.
But girthier.
Right. It's basically a small pop can.
No.
I'm surprised they don't have that adjusted that you can make that a butt plug. Think about this for just a minute. If that had been adjusted around the way, so then as you're thrusting back and forth, you're like fucking her and fucking yourself in the butt at the same time. Well, wouldn't that just be a sloppy mess of fun? All right, my engineers, we need to start.
Does he understand the logistics behind that?
Nope, sure don't. I can't even hit the hole without somebody guiding it in most of the time. Seriously.
If I'm hitting something forward, nothing's going to come at me from the back.
Yeah, well, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So the strap on, unless it's suction to you, there's a give factor. So as you're going this way, as you pull back, it's going to loosen up, and then bam, boom, bam,
wow,
boom.
Wow, we need to put the strap on you so you know how it feels.
But then I'll have 2 penises, and how does that work?
One for the ass and one for the vag. Duh.
Or
they make an attachment for guys for that. You know that, right?
I could just have 2 girls, one sucking the real one, one sucking the fake one, and we could switch it back and forth.
I guess, if you want it that way.
Look, knowing me, think about this for just a second. What I see happening is the funnier it gets to me, and the more drinks, and the more I know it will make people laugh, I'm going to have the strap-on on my head. I'm going to have the one with...
I'm coming!
Yeah. I'm going to be like, charge! And be like, Yosemite Sam, charge. I'm going to have it on my head.
And is this made me a unicorn?
If you can have both of them, I'm going to have a mohawk of dicks on my head. We know this. We don't even have to wonder if that's going to happen. I'm just saying. Wait a minute. You can't shake your head at that. No woman can shake their head at any weird shit guys will do with their sex toys. And do you want to know why?
Why?
Document this, folks. Guys, this is your argument for life. Ladies, write this down. You ordered, and you were proud of the fact that you ordered, these alien fucking dildos.
No, they're not alien. No.
Whatever.
One's
they're like
a tentacle.
They're like... weird sea creatures type things. And you're not the first one. I remember a good friend of ours that I hooked up with that had one that jizzed green goo out. And
no. I got one that was rainbow, but it's a small one, but it's got a lot of ribs on it.
Nope.
That one makes me wet as all get.
It doesn't have ribs. It has a fucking parasail or like the one dinosaur with the fin thing on it back. That's what it has.
No, you're talking about... Are you talking about the clear one?
One of them. You have a plethora of ones that do not look like penises.
The tentacle,
women,
no, does not look like
women
a penis.
Have sex toys that could look like dog toys at any given moment in time. If you could replace them, if your dog could come run out of your bedroom in front of company, gnawing on a dildo, and no one would think it's unusual, you cannot make fun of a guy because they're going to put dildos and whatever else on their head. Seriously. I mean... Wouldn't you be disappointed? Ladies, if any of you can say this isn't true, if you have a suction cup dick for the shower or wherever you want a suction cup, the floor, the ceiling, whatever, and your significant other, your boyfriend, your husband, doesn't some point in time, if you leave in the shower, leave it somewhere, doesn't out of just fucking because they're a dude, suction it on their forehead, can you really say your marriage or your relationship is good? Are you really proud that that's who you're with? I mean, come on. It's our job. Just like it's our job if our kids are older, go, hey, look what I found on your mom's. It's our job. These are the things that we do. It's what makes us more, makes us men than our testosterone or nuts or anything else. It's what we do with stuff like that. So back to the original topic. He's had a good time though, correct?
Yes, I had a good time.
I want to buy a sex toy because it's a lightsaber and it lights up.
Okay.
And I just...
For you or for me?
For you, because I want to see what happens when you stick it up your cooter and see if your cooter will glow. And I want to go, whoom. And I want to say, right before I stick it in, I will become even more powerful than you ever imagined. Whoom. I want to do that. I can't help it.
Then
I know it's
buy
not...
one.
I don't want to spend the money for just for that, because then I'm going to run around. I'm going to have to buy two, because we're going to have to get hole in one, because I'm going to be in the backyard having a dildo fight, because the lightsaber is going to be funny. Yep. Yes. It would be hilarious. It would make a great TikTok video. You know it. I know it. It would be awesome. I mean, you might not want to be a part of it, but every guy out there that's going to listen is going to go, I need one of those. This is the greatest thing ever. It is what it is. What other sex toys do you like?
Huh?
What other sex toys do you like? I want to talk about sex toys. I want to talk about sex toys because I think it's fucking funny.
I don't have that many. I mean, well, I do, but I don't.
Right.
Not compared to other people. Mine are kind of dull.
Most people, it seems, if you look at most sex toys bags... I'm talking about sword fights. Most sex toys, if you just walk through the store, it can be made into a sex toy.
Damn near.
Well, the magic wands are back massagers, right? And like spot welders are a sex toy.
Some that are muscle massagers, yes.
Okay. And who has anybody ever
got one?
You're
discussing part of the plot line. Does Zach and Mary make porno? I didn't know that.
I didn't know
that
either.
I've never seen it.
So this year for Christmas, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, good God.
I think that we should buy, like, my sister-in-law, and my mother, and, like, maybe your sister, the back massage, the
wand.
Right. And give them to them. And have their look on their face, because when they look at us, we have to keep a straight face and be like, well, you know, like my sister-in-law is very athletic and does, like, you know, rides bike stuff, because we know you work out all the time. So figure you'd like this for a massage to help your muscles recoup. And I want to do that because I want to see their faces, because you know, just as well as I know, that they're going to be like, But I want to do that because that will be hilarious. I think I got Christmas shopping done. I'm going Christmas shopping this week. This is going to be awesome. I want to see my mother write a thank you. Thank you so much for the massager. Actually, you know what? We'll have that. The boys give her that. That'll be funny. That will be hilarious.
But she already knows some of the sex toy collection.
Right, but she doesn't know that.
And stuff that was given to us.
But if it comes to the boys, and I want to see the boys' response when she's going, oh, thanks, boys, you picked this out yourself. And I'm just going to try not to die. Because this is going to be the greatest holiday ever. Oh, my Lord, I'm already so excited for Christmas. This is awesome. Okay, what does that say? I can't read anything.
Mainstream movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that. So... What do you want to know? What I have?
What's your favorite?
Favorite? Mm-hmm. I think it actually is dead now.
He was a wonderful man too. He lived here for a couple of years, and
Bob.
We tried our best to save his life. Seriously,
it's my pseudo rabbit thing. It's not technically a rabbit, but it
was a pet rabbit. It was
shut
horrible.
Up. It wasn't. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
He went over the rain.
But for some reason, now when you hit vibrate, it makes it really loud. You could think you plugged in a fucking motor bunny for the sound of that.
No.
I'm just like, ooh, I think we're broken. And then the head's like totally separated and flings from the rest of the body. I'm like, I think it's gonzo.
Oh, wait a minute. It just randomly flops, huh?
No, you know.
That's horrible.
Was your shot this? That was last week.
It sure was, but it's just starting to really take effect now. It's awesome. Should we have a ceremony? I mean, do you just throw those in the garbage?
I don't know what to do with it yet. I don't really want to let go of it because it's like my favorite one. But
sometimes you have to let it go. I know you can't keep it forever.
But it still works without the vibrating part of it.
Yeah, but do you have the patience to use it by hand?
No, not really, because I like the
vibrator.
So you
know, sometimes you just need to stop holding.
Because I actually used it externally.
So is it? For a clip. Could it be could it be like a training tool?
Shut the fuck up.
Could it be something we can put on the garage sale for some other item?
Someone would probably buy it or go, oh my gosh.
again.
So actually, so my next favorite one will keep you going. Okay, so my next favorite one is my, oh, I don't even know how big it is. It's the suction cup dildo.
It's never, the size of a plunger.
It's not the size of a plunger. It's probably an 8-inch dick with balls. That suction.
Wait a minute.
I've tried to suction it to the shower. It just does not work that way.
You know why? It has too many balls. Just say, let me ask you something. Now, this is an important question. Did you keep it with both balls on it?
I'm not going to mutilate it. The balls are hard. It's part of it.
So what are you saying?
Nothing.
So does that mean when
with
you
a toy. I don't tamper with toys.
Does that mean when you use it, you're not thinking of me?
You're right. I'm not thinking about you when I'm using it.
You fucking dirty slut, really? Who are you thinking
of? Really?
What are you thinking
of? Do you think of your hand as my vag every time you jack off? No.
I do. Well, yours are somebody's.
It's kind of somebody's, right.
The joy is. It depends on whatever pictures I'm looking at that moment in time.
Oh, Amanda, you sweet thing.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, baby, what are we having for dinner? I get butterflies. Chicken! We just go from there.
Wow.
See, I did that. Chicken.
Uh-huh.
You know why?
Because we eat it every fucking night?
No, because I'm jacking off. I'm choking the chicken. Choking the chicken. So it's already ready to made. Thank you very much. Ta-da-da.
Wow.
So
my next favorite one is the glass one.
The expensive one, okay.
No, it's not expensive. It's just a glass one. I won't put it in the freezer because I will not have something that cold on my cooler.
Hey, now, let me ask this, and this is an honest question because I just don't know. You know, if you take and stick your tongue in the winter, if you stick it on a pole, your tongue will stick to it. Shit's wet. The glass is cold. What if your lips are like... What do you mean?
Well, I've had somebody pull one out of a freezer and use it on me, and I didn't stick to it, so I have no idea. You're a
12-year-old. Well, I'm just... Look, this is shit that people want to know.
No, they don't want to know what my preference is.
No, but this will cause conversation there. Someone's going to turn to their wife and go, do you have that? Do you like that? And vice versa. This is going to cause conversation.
I'm like, what else do I have?
Do you like the glass one better than your stone one? Because you have a stone one. You have a quartz...
I have a quartz crystal one.
Yep.
The glass one has more texture to it.
Would those be bubbles?
Kinda. No, not really. It has more texture to it. Ribbed for her pleasure.
Or maybe ran out of breath when he's blowing it. So it had waves.
The stone one is just a smooth curve with a ball on the end.
It's more primitive. Well, think about it. That's the whole idea. That, you know, how many quartz have come out of the perfect shape of a
maybe
penis?
Maybe it's also designed for a prostate. I don't know.
Well, it could be. It's yours. I don't know. I would have got a different color. have you tried it in your butt?
No.
Why not?
Never thought about it.
Did you? So, you've got your phone there in front of you, right?
Right.
You love to make lists on your phone.
I'm not
things
gonna,
to do lists.
No, I'm so not now, make a, so put, what to do with dildos.
It's not all of them. Maybe you don't want the alien one up your butt. I don't know. I'm just saying.
So my little hand vibrator is turning into a favorite because,
the necklace one?
Yeah, I use it at work. I've used it here because my other one kind of died.
Do we need to put that on, like, your list to get more? Like, do we need to buy those in bulk? What if it runs out?
Well, I just need another one to use at home.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll get to... Hey, let's take a quick break, shall we? We're in the midway point. This is awesome. Whatever. Yeah, do the midway point stuff.
You do it.
I'm sorry. Awake powder. It's just going to keep you going for hours and hours. We're going to have Red Bull be a sponsor again. Full Swap Radio. Check us out. Okay, so...
I wonder if you can turn them into Jaeger bombs.
Possibly. So, here's what's funny. You didn't get toys until you were like... until we were well into this. Before you ever had a toy. Other than the stupid one I tried to buy.
No, we weren't really into this. The very first one, we weren't into it at all.
Well, the one that I bought, that doesn't count.
But then the first one after that was one that one of our fans on AFF got me.
Right. So now, okay, so here's what's funny. So you had never used toys at all until that point.
Correct.
Now let me ask this. Do you ever or can you even really enjoyably get off without using toys? Is it because you don't have the patience? Because your arm gets tired? Is it...
Well, okay.
Just doesn't feel anywhere close to as good?
Oh, so this is going to be Amanda reveals herself.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sure is.
So when I was an adolescent...
Uh-huh. Yep.
I get off clitoral with my fingers.
Right.
As strong-ass arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
being in band, it helps.
Your arms get tired.
You don't say. Okay, go on. No guy understands that.
So then once you find a vibrator, you don't dare go back to your hands. I've tried it. It does absolutely nothing.
So really, it's what the problem is, your hand just can't move fast enough.
For a long period of time. Because it takes longer.
So...
I don't know why.
Is it something you could do? Exercise? I mean... In case of emergency,
I'll deal with it until I get home. That's why I haven't.
You could be stranded at sea. What if you were stranded at sea or stranded on an island somewhere?
Then I'll find something there to use. I won't need one. Don't kid yourself.
That's
not a must-have.
That's a lie. That is a total lie, lie, lie. That's our generational thing that women say. If I get to that
horny, all I have to do is touch it and I'll come. It's all good.
Wait, that's possible?
If you wait long enough.
How long? Well,
I don't know. I've never waited.
Well, see, maybe this is something that we can do in the interest of science. It'd be funny as hell. That's going to be funny. The thing is, you can't, like, change it up. If you, like, start to slowly reintroduce your hand, like, start off with your fingers. And work up. To, like, kind of reintroduce them. You know, rehab them into the thing. Don't start off all at one time going straight back to fingers and trying to do Mach 7. But you know what I mean? Would that work?
Possibly, I guess.
Oh. Have you ever... okay, so, but you always... you just said you only use your fingers for clitoral stimulation.
Correct.
You never, like...
nope.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Can you not find your own...
I think that's because I have short, stubby fingers. You have to get past everything, and it doesn't go up far enough for me to even get off.
You
no.
don't have short, stubby fingers.
The fuck I don't.
You might have short little arms, but you don't have short, stubby fingers. I'm just saying. So under that, if we're almost to Halloween, right? So they have the, like, fingers extender things. You can put on and make your fingers look longer.
It'll get lost.
Well, tape it on. I mean, obviously, you got safety first, so we need to make sure that it's not going to lose in there. But tie a string on the iron in case it comes out and pull out. Whatever. But then would something like that work? It's short, stubby fingers. Oh, my God. That's the greatest line I've heard yet.
Well, it doesn't go in very far. If like, maybe arm- like this much. It's like, okay, an inch, that isn't going to do shit for me.
If your arms are longer, maybe. Maybe, but you've only tried, like, laying on your back.
You don't know that.
Well, they want to know, and I want to know now, too. If you were standing, let me ask you this. This is a legit question right now. Legit question. There's Stubby. If you were standing up and just bent over, so it'd be like getting fucked standing up, Right.
You were standing up and
standing up. You're standing up on your feet. Bent over like you're going to tie your shoes. But stopped at your vag instead. Could it go further? Would that work? I mean, you wouldn't want to fall all the way over.
Probably, but never thought about being a contortionist. I don't know.
It would be a way to...
I've never thought about it. But
wouldn't that be a way to combine masturbation and yoga at the same time? If
you're actually getting off, you're actually going to, like, faint and fall on your head.
So,
I would. So, I would lose my balance and fall on my head.
Okay, so we know some additional safety measures that we would need to take in this situation. I get it. These are all just hypothetical things. Look, I can't stand up and jack off in the shower because I get lightheaded and I'm afraid I'm going to pass out and drown. Not going to lie. It, like, totally, like, takes me forever and it's just, like, it's not even worth it. All I am is tired and sweaty. I'm in the shower and probably got cum going all over, which is weird. So, I'm just trying to think through logically because, for a guy, we don't have as many neat options. I don't, like, I've never tried a pocket pussy. I don't see that I would actually be able to do a pocket pussy.
We have an anal one. Use it.
We have what? We do?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's in a box over there.
Well, it's all dusty now.
No, it's not in a box.
That's what I'm usually looking for. A box. Thank you very much. So, but I just don't, I don't see, like, I don't think I could ever get off with a doll. And I'm big enough, I don't think if I popped her that would be hot in any way, shape, or form. But I don't see that.
Well, I can't imagine the blow-up ones being worth a crap.
Choke her too hard. It's all fucking weird. But, I mean, I just can't.
But a pocket pussy might feel good.
Maybe, but I'd still be somewhat tired because you're still holding it. You're still doing stuff. I don't even totally know how it works.
Unless it suctions to fuck the wall.
With my gut the way it is, all I'm going to be doing is belly slapping a wall. And if I pass, I'm going to go through a wall. That'd be horrible. That would be. Well, wait, no, it wouldn't suction to the wall. You'd have to drill a hole in the wall and, like, stick it in there. I just don't see me. That I can see, maybe if you got in the right headspace or enough booze, it'd be like, it's like a glory hole in your house.
Okay, so I know what I'm doing Friday night.
You're putting a hole in the wall and I'm fucking it?
No, I'm getting the pocket pussy out.
No, we're not going to do that on a Friday night. No, not at all. No, not in the fucking least.
Okay, tonight.
Why?
Because you never tried one. You might actually like it.
Maybe, but... Man, I have a hard enough time. The last time I jacked off, somebody knocked the door and I'm out fucking trying to slip putting clothes on. It was horrible. I can't imagine to clean something up. I would hate to forget to clean it up. Then you got this sticky mess. Oh, shit. Hold on. I gotta go clean my pocket pussy. Do you use, like, a bottle cleaner? How do you even clean that? Know. That's just fine. Okay.
Look, never had one to do
these that. Are all things that I'm going to learn. This is going to be awesome. Okay, so... I had a train and it had a thought on it and somewhere along the line it was like everybody's siding with you now. Great. Okay, so what's a toy that you've seen that you really want to try that you have not, you've never got to try, whether it be at an event, because some shit, you know, you've got to see or try at events, other people had one and people were cool enough to share and whatever. What's something that you really want to try that you have never seen? Dishwasher safe. I am the dishwasher here at our house.
The rose.
What? You got to tell me what it is.
Well, there's one. It has one that you insert and one that sucks or licks or something. So they have one with tongues lick.
Is it battery operated?
Yeah.
Is that the one I see on Pornhub all the time?
Probably.
Where I'm like, it goes in, it's like a thing going probably. Like that.
Yeah. There's one that sucks, but I don't know what if that's that one or a different one. I don't know. I can't imagine liking a sucking one.
Why?
A lick couldn't and then they'll get, suck is one thing, but to constantly suck on something is
couldn't funny. You just go to like the Goodwill and get a breast pump to try a suck one?
No.
It'd be cheaper.
No.
It'd be easy cleanup. It would have suction controls. It would work, wouldn't it? So Ken says the rose, some ladies love it, some others hate it. So we need to get you a rose. You need to try a rose. What's another one that you really want to try? Perfect World.
Well, those are the two.
Those are the big ones. We have a rose. What? Okay, David says they have a rose. What do you guys think of the rose? How would you rate the rose? We need to know how you would rate the rose. Think if it's our wedding song. That's horrible. God. If you get that, I'm going to totally have that song playing in the background every time you fucking use it.
I'll quit it.
Well, then I know you'd be thinking about me. Not some other too bald guy. Wait a minute. What? For those of you just listening and not watching. Oh, it's got a remote control on it. 10 powerful vibrating. Huh.
No, that's the vibrator, Sweet Pea.
No. Oh. What? Oh. Okay.
And then that.
Huh. All right. Well, then I see why it comes up with his name. Look at me learning stuff about toys. All right. By the way, they have very deep. Shauna, she loves her rose.
There's one with just a tongue.
No, that's not the one, though, that I see all the time on Pornhub. No.
Like that.
No, it looks like the music ride where you go doing, but there's like a tongue between.
Okay, see, it says new rose.
New rose. So you want a new rose?
Shape sucker for women.
Shape sucker. Okay, so David's wifey says it's an 8. So there you go. You got a rating on him. Okay, so you need to try a rose. Gotcha. All right. Well, look at me go. There's cool fucking options. Here's the deal. Guys, don't ever make the mistake of trying to buy shit without talking to your wife.
Yeah, you don't necessarily know what we like.
Well, the thing is...
No, we don't know what we'll like.
That's just it. What a great... Okay, here's the thing with sex toys, I think. What a great together process. Right? Yeah. Because honestly, you know, I don't fucking know. That looks like that's cool, and it could be something that's like, it's the clit slapper. You know, like, all right. I mean, so what a great way to like have something.
Yeah, she'll like nipple clamps. Yeah, she's those.
Yeah, something that you can both like, you can talk about and you can play with stuff that looks cool or shit that, you know, somebody else can control. Use it. That's the part of the lifestyle that can be a lot of fun, is that you can go to like the adult stores and stuff and like. I mean, I can't try them. I doubt they have samplers. Here, try this. But I mean,
no, I don't think so.
This way you can actually see what it is. And this way you can find something you like together.
Yeah.
And make sure you get her something like that at the holidays and forget which package you put it in so they open it in front of the family.
You've never done that.
No, I haven't yet.
You're not going to.
You don't know that. I did a better thing to do that to you.
What?
I got you the bike helmet the one year because your boyfriend likes to bike, and I got you the bike helmet, and I got you the bell that went on your bike, ding, ding, and I got you... Did I get you a basket? No, I was going to get you a basket. I couldn't find a basket for the bike. I got the bell, the helmet, and something else. I think something like decorative thing for it. Oh, I think I got you some playing cards so you could put so it sound like a motorcycle. So that's what I did. A little bit different. We need more toys. The funny thing is, there's a million toys. You cannot have too many toys, apparently.
No, but, well, I don't think you can because you're in a different mood for different things. It's like, oh, I think I'll use this today.
See, that's a concept as a guy I can't understand. Ooh, and they'll use this and no, it doesn't work right. Oh, I'm just going with this one. Like, there's not a lot of thought. It's like, ooh, I'm going to use my phone like a porn hub, or ooh, I'm not. That's about as deep as it gets. There's not a lot of like delving going. Which should I use today? I'm not like backhand, forehand, fast, slow. I really don't. No, I spend any more. The hardest decision I have seriously is figuring out which porn to look at. That's gonna get me off the fastest.
Have I tried the clit pump that has bristles that vibrate? No. I haven't.
The what? A what?
It has bristles that vibrate.
But you could use that in dishes, too.
Now, we know someone that has a clit pump, and she showed me pictures of it, and I'm like, eh.
That would be, yeah. Some of them look pretty brutal. Not gonna lie. But
well, it was all poofy when they're all done, but I don't know what it's supposed to do.
Your clit?
It pumps it, so it just puts suction to it.
Right, but well, right.
Maybe it makes it more sensitive for sex.
It draws more blood to it.
That's true.
Or whatever else you have floating around, I suppose.
True.
Could it bruise it?
I don't know.
Like if you use the vacuum? I'm serious. That's a serious question.
I have no idea. I've never used one. Can we do a
vacuum
one.
And try it?
No.
Why?
Just say no, little bobcat.
This is how we help people. Someone may be going, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to use a vacuum and we might be able no, to help or save
people
them.
Don't do that.
The hell they don't. I guarantee someone has used a vacuum. As a guy, I if know. I thought it would work...
You can turn it on low and you can fuck it. There you go.
No, because I don't... My hand doesn't just grab it and hold on.
No, but if you go like this and there's a suction and it's pulling...
I don't want to have a tug of war with my dick. That's not what we're trying to do. That's not what we're accomplishing.
Makes it more sensitive.
It's the skin on skin... It's like when you... A dog doesn't start kicking their leg like, oh, when you just put your hand on it. It doesn't do that. It just looks at you. But when you go, oh, then it's like, oh. Same with a guy's dick.
Okay.
Well, think about it. If a guy doesn't just stick his dick in your vag and go, no, fuck yeah, there it is. I mean, if that's a possibility, I mean, that might be a Jedi thing. I'd love to learn that. Like some sort of fucking mind, like, jizz effect I'm in. But it's you know, see, and there you go. Vacuum is not regulated suction. I can't, you know why I can't use a vacuum? I have one nut. It won't clog it up. But it'll make this sound. Like, you know when you get a piece of paper in the vacuum, it goes. That's what it would sound like. You'll know if I'm using a vacuum because it'll sound like there's a piece of paper in the vacuum, but it's actually the empty part of my nut sack slapping up against it all weird. Just saying. Wow, that mental image just totally came into my brain. I'm just like, oh my God, that'd be funny as fuck. But, I mean, it would hurt when they caught the one ball, and then, oh! Because then all of a sudden, it wouldn't clog up, so it would just like, and it would be hanging there, and they're going, and I wouldn't be able to reach the off switch. You're like, shut it off. You'd have to have help. That's kind of like that embarrassing, like, amount of toilet paper where you're screeching for help. Somebody unplug the vacuum, for the love of God. It's going to rip my one nut off. I don't really want to go to Dr. Bryce and explain that. Can I ask what happened? No. Why do we have this dirty vacuum bag in here? Because my nut's somewhere in there. Just dump it on, see if we can find it. Put it on ice, brush the dog hair off. It'll be perfect. Just saying. Wow. All right, hey, you know what? What a great place to go.
Don't try those at home.
These are all things, everything that you hear us talk about. If I'm laughing, it means don't do it. Whatever, check with your doctor before you use anything on your junk.
That's how sex sent you to the ER. Exactly. I was just thinking that because the very first one we watched was a guy that got his dick stuck in the camp stove.
He did. That was funny as hell.
And he's walking with the tray covered up with a towel.
And they had to cut it off. The stove. No, seriously, do not try anything. Anything you hear us talk about, just assume it's probably a horrible idea. Legitimate.
Sex toys.
Yeah, if I'm laughing about it, probably don't do it. Just saying. Anyways, okay. Well, why don't you close the show? Let's go ahead and get the hell out of here.
Wow. Thanks for joining us today. Cole's went a little newbie? Loopy. Fuck, I can't talk. You talk. Yeah,
stroke it out.
Stroke.
Okay. Hey, a quick shout out to our sponsors because they're glad to be with us. Smoking Meats, BBQTreats.com. Get the perfect meat rub. And you know what? If you want to do a different flavor, just vacuum it off. Don't do that. Smokin', SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. Don't forget, send us an email, crazy.casba@gmail.com. Put meat rub to enter to win. Also, hey, seriously, safety. MyCupCondom.com/discount/casba10. Protect someone you love and yourself. Motor Bunny. That is a sex toy you can use. That won't rip your nut off. or rip your clit off. MotorBunny.com. Check it out today. That was not in the script. They were sent me. And finally, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. That's right. If you want to know what's going on or read the story about things that could go wrong, check out ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers.
Cole might be in there.
Can't be wrong. No shit. Oh, hey, one last thing real quick. We should be getting some videos from Exotica. So there'll be some new videos of you, like, fucking people, going up on your OnlyFans soon. So we're pretty excited about that. So check that out. Miss Amanda Casbah on OnlyFans.com. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at TruthCrazy. Also, check out our website, CrazyCasbah.com. There's still tickets for Night of a Thousand Screams coming up. Send us emails, crazy.casbah@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. We are everywhere. Don't forget our YouTube channel. That's right. That would be youtube.com/Casbah. Check it out today. Thank you so much all for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for hanging in there, staying with us as we laughed and giggled our way through another great show tonight. Thanks so much. Doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever fucking will. Casbah style, out.
Bye.